DW.
Pretty much everyone here in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, is complaining about the lack of water, including Nairobi Governor Mike Sonko.
The water situation at this moment is not very good.
But he's not talking about the daily deluges, which continue despite the official rainy season ending in June. Wet feet are the least of people's problems here.
Those in Kanjo aren't bringing us any water.
Kanjo is the local name for Nairobi City Council offices. There's no water coming from people's taps in their houses. Despite the near continuous rainfall, Nairobi is running dangerously low on drinking water. Depending on the area, some people can go up to 2 full weeks in a row without access to water out of their taps.
It can take up to 2 weeks before you can even wash your clothes.
Governor Sonko is frustrated by the situation.
Water rationing has become a part of our lives.
People here have to buy their water by the gallon just to be able to drink and cook. And it's often expensive too. But it's at least good news for those who are selling the water.
If they introduce rationing, then all will be well and good.
So the water vendors are happy at least. Strangely enough, water levels in the Nkaini Dam, which stores Nairobi's drinking water, are still not at full capacity. So even though all the other reservoirs in the country hold so much water due to the heavy rainfalls that they are actually overflowing, the Nkaini Dam isn't full. Kenyans know why.
It's all because of the cartels. And of course, cartels pay something.
This local resident is referring to Kenya's so-called water cartels, who bribe authorities for access to the water. Whether or not these allegations of corruption are true is now being investigated, but the process could take years, and the water situation isn't going to fix itself, argues Nairobi Governor Sonko.
We have gone for 24 years without developing any new water reservoir.
Sonko has only been in the job for about a year, so he can freely criticise the lack of planning of his predecessors. But the crux of the issue is that Nairobi is still dangerously dry as a result of poor planning.
Meaning we have a shortfall of approximately 250 million meters cubed.
Liters cubed or just liters? Even the Minister for Water can get a bit confused. It's just liters, actually. To put that figure into perspective, that would usually be enough to supply a typical large city for a day. Sometimes even the water vendors run low on supplies and then raise their prices. But the Minister for Water is unfazed by complaints from people living in poorer areas and says the situation is due to improve soon since new sources of water are already under construction.
Meaning by end of next year, this tunnel and other works will be complete.
The end of the year is not too far away, which is a comforting thought at least for the people who live here. But even then, there won't be enough water for the city's residents. Governor Sonko says there are also future dam projects in the works.
In 2026, we expect the 3 additional dams to be completed, which will fully meet the water demand.
The floods in Kenya in recent months have had at least one positive effect. Water rationing is a little less strict, and water pressure in people's homes is also expected to rise. Governor Sonko is trying to look on the bright side.
Let us enjoy the improved supply while it lasts.
DW.